Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right, good morning. See how weird that was? Good morning. Allie, good morning to you.
Shut up.
Vanessa just calling to say good morning.
Thank you.
Right. Whoa. Vanessa, okay?
Us. That went over well.
It's cold.
We are Klein Alley Show.
It's cold over there.
It's K-Rock. If you need us, 800-520-1067. This hour, someone will win themselves the opportunity to eat and laugh at the exact same time. Going to give away some tickets to Belly Laughs Comedy Food Festival, LA Live, July 12th and 13th. And then we are less than an hour to go before we get you into Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles, so you can get nice and wet and cool off this summer, because Vanessa wants to cool off right now. Everything around here is extremes. We either had extreme heat all of last week because they didn't have the air conditioning working, but then they finally got it working, and now it's a flex, so they've got it cranked to about 54 degrees, which I think feels great, but poor Vanessa's in there wrapped in a blanket.
And it's not just Vanessa. It's every woman in this building. I talked to another woman who was in the break room. She was like, I layer up and bring... Like, I don't know what to expect anymore. I'll start a tank top. I'm going to add layers. I also brought a puffy jacket. One of them brought gloves today.
Well, Allie, you should be proud. Women fought for years to have the right to come into the office. And the second you get in here, all you want to do is just complain about the temperature.
We just want to vote and complain.
That's all we want. Finally got in the office like the men. Oh, it's chilly. Let's go back home.
661 wanted to say, hey, I just got to work. I just wanted to say thank you, Klein and Allie, for hanging out with me during my commute.
That's weird.
It was really nice, and I really needed that.
All right. Well, that's uncomfortable.
559, I'm a guy, and I've been doing this for the last 10 years, way before this was a trend. No other guy ever acted weird when I did it.
All right. Well, go ahead and give all the good nights and good mornings to everyone you want. Trust me, it's going
to
be strange.
626, my wife doesn't even say good night to me.
Same. Well, whatever it is, when
I'm
you go to bed.
Okay.
Whenever the first person passes out, that's when we go to bed, and that's it. This hour, lots to get to on the show. Apparently, the Klein Spelling Bee, all of my most misspelled words from emails, come back to haunt me this hour on the show. And USA loves swearing more than any other country. We will celebrate it by finding out what your favorite swear words are this hour on K-Rock. All American Rejects, look for them performing soon in a backyard near you, playing backyards all summer long, I guess, to celebrate the good vibes of the summer. And even though the police are shutting down some of their shows, they're saying, we're fans, we'll let you play one more song.
Yeah, I know. I think a lot of the best parties are when there's a random show up of a band. I think that's going to happen more often the now band. Because those intimate shows are what it's about.
And the bands know they get a lot of clicks, a lot of views, so all of a sudden the Chainsmokers are doing a scheduled appearance in Vegas, it's like, whatever. But if they just show up randomly in some fraternity house, they're like, oh, dude, you won't believe we just showed up randomly.
The Chainsmokers are always there.
Always
there.
They just live in that frat house. Listen to this and tell me if Allie should be judged accordingly. A lot of people would walk out and leave a restaurant if they saw what Allie saw, but she decided to stick around and continue to eat.
Look, I know we were talking about this because of that deli in Santa Monica shutting down because of vermin infestation, and I just wanted to point out that there are a lot of things people see at restaurants, and they still eat there. C being the letter grade of a maybe a health inspection that's up in the window, and I've still eaten at places like that. But
I was at a place while they were changing the letter, literally right in front of my table. They asked me to move my seat so they could move the change the letter in the window from an A to a B.
Mm-hmm. And did you still eat there?
I was already committed at that point.
See,
I was like halfway through
saying.
My sandwich.
And I'm sure it was still good. I went to a brewery restaurant. And you know how one of those breweries have like the big tanks where they brew everything.
Oh, yeah,
and there's
love
a bunch of like pipes
tanks.
All around. Right. Yeah. So you feel like, whoa, you're in the middle of it all. And I had ordered and I had gone to the table and I was waiting. And then I looked up and I saw a family of rats that were traveling along one of the big metal pipes.
This is like a Disney movie.
This is middle of the day rats.
Yeah, this was not at night. This was probably 3 p.m.
See, I feel differently. Oh. Middle of the day rats? Night rats? I feel like, you know...
Comes with the territory?
Yeah, they're going to be out at night anyway. But
when you
start seeing middle of the day rats, you have to think to yourself, there's so many rats at night that
that's their home, you know?
Right.
They feel comfortable being everywhere and pooping everywhere, yeah.
Right, that middle of the day rat is a whole different level of rat.
But A, it was not in the kitchen. I didn't see a rat in the kitchen. I saw rats walking along the brewery pipes. And I thought to myself, oh, wow, that is a big family of rats. They seem to be thriving. And then I just waited for my little table number, and they brought me my food, and I ate it.
Did you say to anyone, hey, just to let you know, I don't know if you're aware, but there's a bunch of rats running around?
I was with friends. I pointed it out to the friends, but none of us did anything different than
we would have. Wondering why there were raisins in your meal?
Oh, funny.
Yeesh.
Maybe we can ask AI to punch that up.
AI, please try to make that funny.
But I don't think anybody... I'm sure people have seen similar things and eaten there anyways. Like what?
I was at a Denny's once and I was taking my girls out to breakfast, and we had just ordered our meal. We got our drinks, and then I see not the biggest roach, but I see a roach climbing up the side of the booth, and I just grab a napkin really quick and I smash it, right? I smash it, and then I kind of toss the napkin under the table, and I thought to myself, if we leave right now, it's going to be such a pain in the ass getting another table anywhere else,
right.
And this is not in the food, like Ali said, you know, it's not in the kitchen, and you know what? Restaurants have roaches, so
yes.
I didn't tell the kids, and we just continued to, you know, enjoy our time at the Denny's.
I love that you decided not to get up and throw it in the garbage, you just threw it under the table.
Yeah, I didn't want to make a scene.
As a former Denny's employee, you would think, Omar, out of the courtesy for the current employees, you wouldn't have, you know, put it under the table. But
what are you going to do?
The thing is, if you counted out every restaurant because you saw a roach or a hare or a rat
then you
would have no place left to eat. And look at you. You have two places left, don't you?
Allie, I think that is a number one reason you would not go back to a place. I've seen rats running around there. Hey, good luck. I'm not going to be here. And I'm sure you're right. Does every restaurant probably have rats and roaches? Probably. That's the reality.
I feel like every house has rats and roaches, too.
When I worked at a Denny's, we went through that process where we had I don't think we ever had an A. I think we're a solid B restaurant. And it got knocked down to a C because we had a rat. And the cooks named the rat.
No one has a rat,
really?
Though. But
they probably had rats.
It.
Well, I forget what they named it. But that didn't deter me from cooking my steaks back there and eating.
I mean, that's you would like to believe the heat of the kitchen is enough to kill off the grossness of the or the raisins, as Jake likes to say, funny.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
But the reality is that I think, hold on, let me, Hugo, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning.
I'm a girl.
Shut up, fella.
I work in pest control, and I service a warehouse that does the noodles for the pho. Everybody loves to eat the pho dishes.
Uh-huh.
And so I service this maybe once a week, twice a week. And this place is literally just crawling. You can see them. They're like, hey, good morning. How are you? Type, like, they look you right in the eye, and they're all over the place. And no matter what we do, it's never ending. It's crazy.
So you won't eat pho now because you think rats love pho more than other types of food?
It's just the processing of the noodles and the disregard for maintenance and cleaning and all that stuff.
Huh.
But yeah,
you say you see rats at this place every week. You're talking tens of rats or 20s or hundreds?
I'm going to say in the 50s.
Oh, my God. That's so many rats.
I once found a family of little baby rats in a corner.
Because all rats do is they eat and they bang. I'm kind of jealous.
Well, and somebody on the text line said, if rats don't have a food source, they will leave the area. So if you see rats, they're eating there. That's why they're there.
But of course, if they got unlimited pho, they're not going anywhere.
Exactly, because pho is delicious. 917 said, I was waiting on a party, and right behind them in the plants was a mouse struggling to get out of a sticky trap. Now, what do you do then? Because they're alleviating the rat problem.
Yeah, and it's struggle, a mouse. The struggle in the glue trap is a sad thing to see.
It's rough, yeah. I've seen a rat trying to crawl out of a glue trap.
Kyle.
But also you're like, well, they're not running around. They've been trapped.
Kyle, you're on K-Rock. Allie was sitting at a brewery, saw rats running around. She already ordered those, so she hadn't eaten anything yet. But she decided, you know what? I've got my number. When they call my number, I'm going to grab my food and eat it. I don't care. It's just a bunch of rats running around the piping. What's that going to do? Middle of the day rats, by the way. Day shift rats. And if you know anything about day shift, Allie, ever go to a strip club and see the day shift crowd? The day shift rats, no good. No bueno. What's up, Kyle?
Yeah, so I have a story of there was rat poop in my cereal. I had just spoken to my teacher, brought up the day before. Every place, like you were saying earlier, every place has rats or roaches or whatever. Well, there was, he brought up, in food, there's a certain percentage of like poop or whatever that they have to let go through, and it still, qualifies just because it's in everything. And I thought that was ridiculous. And then the next morning, I'm eating cereal, and there's something in my cereal. And it looks kind of like poop, but I'm like, no, you know what? I'm going to prove it to myself. It's not poop. It's fine. And so I tried to eat it and just go on with my day, and it was definitely poop, and I spat it out, and I can't eat.
What a horrible test to give yourself. Why do you need to give yourself that challenge? I'm going to prove to myself that it's not poop by eating it. Oh, wait, it's poop.
And you claim it was, Raisin Bran? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was Raisin Bran Crunch.
Man, how did we walk into another raisin joke?
Jake,
this is
go ahead.
We can't get out of it.
Jake, is this Jake calling right now to deliver the joke again?
Hang on.
It was cereal, but what kind was it?
What
a horrible challenge, though.
What percentage of poop is allowed? I didn't realize that. He said he learned from a teacher that we have to accept the fact that we're going to have 20%. Of that in everything, so that they don't even put the number should be 0%.
Yeah, 913 said there's rat hair in every jar of peanut butter.
What?
That is false. I've never once encountered a slice of hair in my peanut butter.
I don't think hair comes in slice form. You idiot.
A strand, I mean.
Guys, I gotta go. I'm gonna get a hair slice later.
S word.
We gotta. Speaking of S words, we'll be back in a second. It is time for the annual
Spelling Bee.
Klein Spelling Bee, an opportunity for you to win tickets based on how little I know about spelling. I don't need to know spelling. My phone autocorrects for me, and if it can't, I just don't send it, or I send a picture that usually shows what I'm trying to get at. We'll come back in a moment with the Spelling Bee, give away some stuff after this, Kayla. Hey, Klein Alley Show.
Nervous already.
Spelling Bee time is here. It is the world's most exciting competition with children that are usually weird and homeschooled. And we've got a few local ones that are in the finals now. And I guess that matters because even though we don't really respect spelling or spellers in the real world, at least for this one moment, they get some glory.
Look, you should have some respect for the people who are participating in this Scripps National Spelling Bee because this is coming out of your hometown, is it not? This is D.C., the D.C. area.
Oh, I don't even know. Is that where it happens?
Yes. It's like the capital where all the best spellers go is the place where you are from, and you are the worst speller that I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, because I learned at an early age that spelling is just not important. And this was before, now your phone will auto-spell for you. And the reality, they have to take spelling tests. And the teachers would always say, you got the lowest score in the history. I had a teacher one time, since she'd been a teacher for 25 years. I had the lowest score on a spelling test she had ever seen. And I said, thank you. And she goes, that's not a compliment. And I said, well, it's something.
There you go. You can find a silver lining.
And she said, you got to start taking this seriously. And I kind of looked at her and I said, no, I do not. Well, because eventually, I didn't know how it happened, but I said, the world will spell for me. And that is exactly what has kind of happened.
But I was reading an article actually about people who have won the Scripps National Spelling Bee and like what their lives are like. And they're all just normal.
Yeah,
it's not like anyone's,
right.
Pulitzer Prize winning
sure.
anything. They're just like, and some of them were like, I struggled in school. I was good at spelling, but nothing else.
Case in point, I believe that Beer Mug, former employee here at K-Rock, one time won a spelling bee, and look at Beer Mug. So I don't think that means anything later in life.
I don't think
winning a spelling bee means that you are destined for greatness, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people that have lost spelling bees that are doing amazing things in the world.
That's true.
And people have accused my spelling of being wrong for so many reasons. There was this call.
Hey guys, Sweet Divots, Klein. You do not know how to spell porn, but you said P-U-R-N. You spell porn with the U.
Yeah. Okay, so
four
what?
Four letters.
So that's fine. Every once in a while, I spell it wrong when I'm in a hurry to get to it, but I know how to spell it the right way.
Yeah, but there are porn. Also words that you mispronounce regularly that I'm not sure if you would even know. Like you say exponentially a lot, but a lot of times you put a D in there where there's not a D.
Whatever.
Exponentially.
You need more D's in your life, Allie.
Okay.
That's why I'm putting it in there for you.
See, you're getting defensive. I know you're upset. And we have Vanessa in here as well because she is not the best speller.
Well,
but
Vanessa,
she uses autocorrect and she uses AI to help her polish her emails these days.
Well, Vanessa, you don't want to be a part of this spelling bee any more than I want to be a part of it.
Nah. I agree with Klein.
Thank
Doesn't
you.
Matter. Autocorrect.
Yeah, autocorrect will take care of it. Can't autocorrect the word. Vanessa, how many times have you written a word and you beat autocorrect? It will not even give you a suggestion.
That's happened. And you know what also happens? Like, it won't correct me, but then I'll just send it. I'm like, I know they know what I'm saying.
Right.
But sometimes also Vanessa saying? Has gone with voice memos because can't autocorrect a voice memo.
That's true. And they should because I have no idea what she's saying. But all right. So now we have three rounds of this dumb spelling.
Yeah. Thing. So we have these are all words that you should know. These are all words that you have used recently. So I've gone through old emails. Round one is going to be words that you misspelled in an email recently. Round two is going to be words that you misspelled in a text through either our group chat or individual threads. And then round three is just kind of a grab bag of words that you use regularly that you should know.
And Omar's got an example of a word that's actually being used now by the professional spellers. I mean, this is like what the smart kids are getting right and wrong because they're not all going to be winners. A lot of them are going to go home to their little bedroom where they get schooled in. Let's be honest, Allie. A lot of these spelling kids are weirdos.
Can you stop shaming the children and let's just get to the game?
Okay.
Well,
this is an example of what the 11-year-olds are spelling. Let's see if either you or Vanessa could spell this word.
Your word is my rack.
My rack?
Yeah, baby.
Go ahead, Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa, your rack.
M-Y-R-A-C-K, my rack.
Nope, that would be wrong.
Hot stuff.
Go ahead, Klein. Do you know how to spell
my rack?
Okay, could you use that in a sentence?
No, but I'll give you the information they provided.
My rack is a noun. There's no origin for this word in our dictionary. My rack in astronomy means a red giant star of the second magnitude that is seen in the constellation Andromeda. Stargazers often use my rack to find the Andromeda galaxy.
How is no one laughing when the guy says my rack?
I know, right?
I'll use it in a sentence for you. Stop looking at Jake's rack and instead look at my rack.
Okay, my rack.
Go ahead.
It's definitely going to start with an M because I want you to think that.
You think
what?
You're being tricky.
Yeah, it's a trick. It's
like my rack.
It's a silent P.
There's
or something.
Always a P.
It's like P Z Y. P-Z-Y, probably one of those.
You are wrong, sir.
I'm close, I bet.
My rack is M-I-R-A-C-H.
Oh, I was so close.
No, you were not.
All right, Klein, for you, right, what about this one? This is round one, word one. This is for Klein, and then I'll give a word to Vanessa.
Place your bets.
In a recent email, Klein said, one of my sisters narked me out about the nipple ring. Can you spell the word narked?
So I spelled that wrong in the email?
Yes.
And the email I had written was one of my sisters did narc me out to my parents about my nipple ring. I'm not happy about that.
Uh-huh.
Narc. Narc.
Narked. Go ahead.
N-A-R-K. Hold on. Narc. Narcotics is a C. N-A-R-C. Narc. Narcotics. N-A-R-C. Apostrophe D. Narked.
That's funny because it's even more wrong than it was in your email.
Seriously?
That's incorrect. Yeah.
I should have written it down.
A narc is N-A-R-K. So narked would be N-A-R-K-E-D.
I thought
you said narced.
Narced.
N-A-R-C-E-D.
No way.
Yeah, dude. And it's definitely not apostrophe D.
Well, I thought it was like Irish.
So, Vanessa, here's your word.
Oh, man, I'm off to a bad start.
In your email, you said this week we are giving away tickets to Hurricane Harbor. Spell the word hurricane.
I saw a hurricane wrong.
Just spell the word hurricane, please.
Hurricane.
Oh, boy. And by the way, we are giving those tickets away in the next 30 minutes here on K-Rock. Four of them. You will get them.
This is what happens in my brain. I'm saying it in Spanish, so it makes sense on how to write it.
Yeah, but even your explanation of that yesterday made no sense.
That was crazy. That was
wild.
Here
it goes. I know this is right, because I've seen that word a lot, and I'm a visual person. Hurricane. Hurricane.
Nice job, Vanessa.
She got that right?
Vanessa got it. Oh.
Snark in the term that Klein used is with a C.
Wow. Klein's right, too. Unbelievable.
Dude.
Round one, the only person who's wrong is Allie.
The only knock with a K is to annoy or exasperate, and that's from a British definition.
Thank you, Jake.
Oh, my
Allie
God.
Allie is down. Vanessa, you and I are beating Allie in the spelling bee.
Oh, stop.
And she
it.
Put this whole thing together to make us look like losers that can't spell.
Okay.
And guess who's down one? You.
But it also doesn't have an apostrophe D. It's yeah. A-D.
Well, so you were still wrong.
That was for comedy's sake.
All right.
I
whatever.
Know that.
Can you spell the word permanent? You said you were permanent tired.
No. I'm going to pass on that.
Okay, great. Let's go to round two.
Can I skip that one?
Yes, you can.
Okay,
let's just skip
that's
that
a pass.
One. Let's move on to group texts.
I am permanent.
We were all ordering from Starbucks, and Klein, you said, can I get a croissant?
Oh, Jesus. That one.
That's a hard word.
Yeah, thank you, Vanessa. It is, first of all, it's French. I don't even think they allow French words in the spelling bee.
Right, go ahead.
Croix.
Yes, they do. They allow what, Latin
croissant.
Words.
Croissant.
You're not even saying it right.
I'm going to write it down. Say it again in a sentence.
Can I get a croissant?
Croissant.
Vanessa, you don't even have to participate. Right?
I don't know.
Well, what you wrote down is not right. She wrote down.
Mine's not right either.
Vanessa, if you're on the live stream, this is what Vanessa wrote down. Three different equally wrong versions of croissant.
It's funny because I eat a lot of these things.
Croissant.
I should know how
croissant.
To spell it.
Croissant.
C-R-O-U-S.
Nope.
A-U-N-T-E.
No.
Is it close?
No.
Oh.
Croissant would be C-R-O-I-S-S.
Boss. Yeah, that's where I get
all
that.
Of you were really thrown off by the eye.
All right, well, whatever.
You thought it was croissant.
Regardless, they're delicious.
All right, what about you, Vanessa? Can you spell the last name of our boss, Kevin Weatherly?
Oh, man.
Yes, I can.
You write a lot of emails about him.
Weatherly.
It's a lot of emails. Weatherly didn't get back to me. Weatherly doesn't like me. Right, go ahead.
You can't just say Weather and Lee. You have to spell it.
W-E-A-T.
What was the first letter?
W.
I don't even think that's right.
W.
That's what two ghosts say at the same time. W. Go ahead, try it again.
W has 17 syllables in it.
I don't know. Just spell W now. I'm interested in that.
W.
What?
I think I'm just going to say that's wrong.
Okay, incorrect.
Weather, L-Y. Weatherly.
What?
There are multiple spellings of weather, by the way.
Oh,
did you
really?
Know that?
No.
Yeah,
did you know that?
Yeah, of course I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Yes. Weather outside versus whether or not this is a dumb bit. Yes,
oh,
two different weathers.
Yes, there are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. For a bonus point, Klein, can you spell mozzarella? You have mozzarella on a pizza all the time, but can you spell it?
M-O-T-Z.
No.
E.
No.
What?
There's no T.
What?
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Jake, back me up on this. There's got to be a T there.
I'm pretty sure she's right.
Mots. I get the mots all the time.
No. Oh. And you can't just say the mots.
All right, well, I don't know.
All right, well, Vanessa's still in the lead. M-O-Z-Z.
Oh, yeah, Z-Z, yeah.
And then what?
Arella. You know, it's funny because based on my emails, I write a lot about foods, and my emails sound delicious. Croissant, mozzarella.
Yeah, it's all food stuff.
Great stuff.
All right, round three. Klein, you are the matcha man.
Oh, Jesus.
But can
Christ.
You spell matcha?
I have to order them all the time for my wife.
You post about being the matcha,
matcha
man.
Matcha. M-A-C. There's a T in that one. M-A-T. M-A-T. Matcha. M-A-T-C-H-A. Matcha.
Good job.
Hey,
Klein,
all right.
You got
Klein's
one
on
right.
The board.
Vanessa, you're a child. Spell tricycle.
Oh my gosh.
And then try to ride
I
one.
I want people to know I am not a child. I'm 34. Tricycle. Tricycle. Okay. T-R-I-C-Y-C-L-E.
Nope. Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, good job. That's what
nope,
I meant.
Lame-o, loser.
Congratulations. You got that right. All right, at the end of three rounds, who won or who
that
lost?
That would be Vanessa. Vanessa won.
How did
and
Vanessa
English
win?
Was her second language.
God damn it.
No, I wasn't Vanessa, really keeping score.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So first place you, second place me, third place Allie.
And neither of you have rhythm. Can you spell rhythm?
R-Y-T.
Nope.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The words are tough. That's what we learned from that last segment. And we'll be celebrating curse words coming up next hour on the show because apparently USA now is the number one country in the world for cursing. I don't know how they figured this all out. I think it has a lot to do with comments online. But we curse now more than any other country, which for a while you would think we'd be up there in the running, but it was always England. Australia would always do very well, and USA never was the top country for swearing, but now we are. So Jake was out in the streets talking to people and figuring out what their favorite curse word is, swear word, and we got a variety of different answers. But the best part about all of this is, Allie, at one point he does encounter, because he's out in the streets, and guess who he ran into?
Joyce!
Hello, how are you? I missed you.
I missed you too.
Love being on the radio.
I bet, yeah, it's good to see you.
Makes me moist. Joyce.
Oh, moist Joyce, yeah.
Oh, so she sounds like she needs so much water, which is the ironic
she does. She's so parched. Listen to Jake's guttural reaction when she says that. Oh, listen closely.
I bet, yeah, it's good to see you.
Makes me moist. Joyce.
Moist Joyce, yep. Joyce, what's your favorite curse word?
I guess
Well, we'll get into why that is her favorite word. And also her favorite hobby.
I'm sure she's got a real story.
She's got real stories, but we'll be celebrating curse words and most importantly, celebrating the fact that America is now the number one country as it pertains to swearing, something we're not allowed to do on this show, which makes no sense because it's the year 2025. Hello, you're on K-Rock. Good morning.
Hi, Klein. It's Pantyhose Greg. I sound so lucid today because I haven't had any marijuana. I ran out.
Pantyhose Greg, we had a call on the GOAT line from a listener that claims that you connected with him through the YouTube, the live YouTube, and then he is a bud tender or something at a dispensary, and you went and met him, and then he gave you a bunch of free stuff. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, he's good. His name is Daniel Pizza. He's on the streaming live, and he's a really nice guy. He wanted a selfie with me.
Right. Okay. But this call only happened a few days ago. You're already out of everything he gave you?
He gave me like 14 grams, and I smoked it up like I was a hungry gypsy.
Dude, he gave you 14 grams?
No, bro. I'm just like, I know. But listen, you guys. No, seriously, Allie, you know I love you, and I love your hair up like that. Oh, you look so sexy. Listen, I was wondering, I'm going to go to the rehab, and they film me there, you know? It's going to be on YouTube. The Graceland Ranch in Agoura Hills. I'm going to be there close to Allie over there in the Thousand Oak.
Wait a minute. You're checking yourself into rehab, or this is the rehab you go to take advantage of their facilities?
Both.
Oh, okay.
So when you check in on the application?
Where I live now with all the Chinese peoples, you know, they eat a lot of food and they don't get fat. I don't know what's going on with that, but let me tell you something. If I go to the rehabs, I pay $800 now, right? I go to the rehab, I pay $1,000 plus dinner every night at 5 o'clock, I'm telling you. And then I'll be on live,
Greg, PHG, isn't the goal of rehab to actually get better? Like you're trying to actually rehab. And it seems like if you just go there for the dinner and the facilities and then leave again and go smoke weed and come back, you're not really using the rehab for the reason it was intended.
No, they're going to help me stop the marijuana and work out and get into shape. You guys know I'm overweight. I'm overly obese.
You know, it's interesting, though, what PHG is saying, because, you know, you were telling me, Klein, that people who rent a car is sometimes cheaper than buying and paying for car maintenance.
Yeah.
And what he's saying...
Rent it as you need it only.
Right. So he's saying instead of paying rent every month and having to buy my own groceries, cook my own meals, now I'm paying, you know, $1,000 for the month or whatever it is, and he gets free meals, free lodging, he gets access to amenities that he doesn't have in an apartment.
But someone told us also, I don't think we've even mentioned this yet, that your picture's up in a few places, you're like on a do not allow list on a few Starbucks. Is that true?
I know. Not my face. No, no.
But
no, you're not going to get 86 from these spots.
What?
How many places are you currently banned from?
Probably like a dozen.
That's a lot, that's
so many places,
Greg. It's a lot of places.
And a lot of dispensaries, they don't want to see my ass around there because, you know, I pick little nuggets off the floor and bug the people in the parking lot for a little bud and all that. But what was I saying?
I don't know, but the people in rehab are going to love these stories.
Yeah. All right.
Group therapy.
How's the stand-up going? I want to know that.
Well, Jake, since you haven't done anything to help me, I'm not doing anything with the stand-up. I'm trying to get my ass.
Fire me then.
You fire Jake as your manager.
Well, you know what? He can practice his set in rehab.
Yeah, why don't you do your set tonight at the rehab center?
You guys, I get on the bus, and when it's full, I do my whole act on the bus.
Well, why don't you record that?
Why don't you
give us some... Pantyhose Greg, take a deep breath. Yeah. Why don't you give us that content? That's something we could use on the show. Are you going and doing stand-up for a bus full of people that don't want to see it? I would love that.
Okay, I'll definitely hook that up. We can probably do that tomorrow on Friday's show. I can call in around the 9 o'clock hour.
No, you don't have to call in. Just send us the footage.
We don't need to book you, Pantyhose Greg.
Yeah, don't worry. Talk to Vanessa. We'll make sure to get that. If you're going to do stand-up sets on a city bus that people don't want to see...
Go through me first.
Yeah, you...
Jake, takes 10%.
Jake will get you booked on the Metro today, on the bus.
Why am I not enthusiastic about this?
Just a friendly reminder, you can watch the shows. We're streaming live on YouTube right now. You can get your news from lots of places, but you might as well get it from us. The ADD News begins, and then we get you into Hurricane Harbor. You can listen to us on K-Rock, let the good Lord intend it, or if you'd like to watch us, we're on YouTube as well, because who isn't these days? So you can find us there. And here is your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
AI is integrating with human life more and more every day. And I have a few examples of how impossible it is getting to tell the difference between AI and real life. I'm going to give you an example in the news, an example of a fake event that happened all through AI, and also a viral video that is completely AI generated. So this is an example of a real news headline from a real person.
They're called Bunchums, plastic toys that stick together, but they also stick to hair.
So that's...
Slices of hair? Full slices?
Slices. So that's a real person reporting a real headline, and this is a fake person reporting a fake headline.
In shocking news, J.K. Rowling's yacht sank with her on board after being attacked by orcas off the coast of Turkey.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
I can't believe J.K. Rowling is no more.
Here's another one.
Breaking news. A Scottish fold cat named Big White has led an army of felines to seize Buckingham Palace, declaring itself the new King of Britain.
I mean, you can make these AI news reporters say anything. And this is just the audio you're hearing. The video looks like a real news reporter reporting behind a desk, and you would never be able to tell the difference.
Earlier,
it's incredible.
Earlier this morning on the show, if you're just joining us, we got roasted by AI, RoboRoast, and you couldn't tell the difference between a real comedian and this, but this was delivered by AI.
Also, she loves brunch because she's a basic bitch. Okay. Allie is so white. Producer Vanessa tried to snort her, but she wasn't tall enough to reach the top of the straw.
I mean, that is... Who knew? That's, I mean, yes, they've got better voices with the British news reporters, but as far as writing is concerned, I could have been a human.
Totally. So there's also this fake car show that took place. So they generated a fake car show with videos of the cars and everything. They had a host, and they got people's real, quote, reactions of the cars that were at this fake car show, and this is incredible, too.
Welcome to a non-existent car show. Let's see some opinions.
I mean... Man, the acceleration is crazy. You look far, step on the pedal, and you are there.
I feel safe with him in an SUV, and it seems to be like the right type of car for him.
And these couples just look like real everyday couples. Sometimes the AI-generated people, they look like too hot.
Yes.
Or they just look, there's something off about them. These ones look so realistic.
I think the range is only going to get better. Sorry.
Even fake mistakes.
We don't want to drive gas cars anymore.
Yeah, no more gas cars.
And then finally, they
So that's all fake. Every person in there is fake.
Every car person
show
is
didn't
fake.
Exist.
The car
Nothing.
Show never existed. But that's something that could come across your feed.
Sure.
And then, say, Buick or whatever car brand wants to promote their new car, they could create the car, they could create the people that are test driving the car, talking about the car, and you think that these are real people having real reactions.
Wow.
And then finally, somebody asked AI to generate a viral video, and you see a guy doing a street interview. Again, this is all fake. And he walks up to two girls that are drunk while bar hopping.
What's one move with AI that makes haters go crazy every time?
Oh, y'all gotta give them that. This is wild. It's over. We are cooked on that thread. You get me?
So that's like basically a spinoff of the Hawk to a Girl
right.
moment.
That's AI's version of spin on that thing.
Yes, but again, you would look at these two girls and think they were just two girls out, you know, bar hopping, and you would never know that it was actually all fake, everything I just played.
And the problem is that now everyone's going to question everything. Like, are we even here right now? Are you even listening to two people struggling to get through a morning radio show? Or potentially is this whole thing just AI that has figured out a way to come up with mediocrity at its finest?
I don't know if we're struggling.
Oh, I'm struggling. Struggle.
You barely getting through it?
Barely. Got another hour to go. Let's get there.
All right. Survivor 50. I can't believe that the 50th season of Survivor is happening, but they have revealed the cast. And I didn't even know they were doing a whole, like, Dancing with the Stars cast reveal, but it seems that they're getting more creative with the people who are in the cast. And this one, the first episode of Survivor aired in the year 2000, I believe in May. So it seems they're doing two seasons every year.
Okay.
And so this is the 25th year. This is Survivor 50. Same host, too. Can't believe it.
Jeff Probst.
And he still looks amazing,
He still looks amazing.
It's crazy.
He's getting hotter.
He's the real survivor of this whole thing. That's the irony of the whole game.
Well, because he gets to just sit on an island and judge people.
Living
the
good life.
It's a great life. But in the cast list is two former winners of Survivor and the creator of White Lotus, Mike White. So now we're starting to blend celebrity contestants into the Survivor world. And I can't even say I've watched Survivor. And I think I watched the first two seasons and then kind of gave up on it. But
people that
I'm
are
sure
into it
they've
are
done
very
this
into
before.
It. And I got news for you guys. And no one will appreciate this more than Omar. But you know who the P1 world's biggest Survivor fan is?
No.
My Uncle Leslie.
Oh, no way. Dude, we got to get a weekly update.
And yes.
Uncle Leslie
so
about
much
it.
So that I believe at one point he bid at some sort of a charity auction the opportunity to go and meet Jeff Probst at one of the islands one season. And Jeff Probst clearly did not like my uncle, and I think he had him immediately escorted off the island.
No way! Yeah, That's great.
But I don't know what happened. My uncle doesn't like talking about it because I think he was so hurt because he's such a fan of, super fan of the show.
It's funny.
Is your uncle the type of a guy who just, you know, admires the show and the people that go on there, or is he the type of guy that thinks, I can do that?
I don't. Well, he thinks he can do anything, but he couldn't do it, and no one
should be on Survivor.
Yes.
Would want to see him. Well, maybe
dude,
we could talk
the producers and the casting people look for people like your uncle, man.
I know. I could see them all in that little tiki room being like, Leslie, holding up the phone card.
He would get voted out so quickly.
Leslie.
He would be voted
so
out.
So great.
The people have spoken.
Yeah. That's how our family reunions are. We vote him out real quick.
I don't accept those results.
Right. He would not. Yeah, we got to talk to him about that.
And then finally, this is, I think, a growing trend, just comes with the times. Netflix will make a documentary about anything these days. They have a new one out about quilting, if you can believe it, but they have made many documentaries.
Prison. Yeah, prisoners, yeah.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
They've made many documentaries about prisoners, about people who are notorious drug lords and stuff like that. And then, God, what was the one with the weird stalker? Baby Reindeer. That woman was suing Netflix, and now this other criminal, a Dutch drug lord, Adranius van Wijsenbeek, is suing Netflix for $126 million for their undercover and fairy films and TV series, and they based it all on his life. And he said that they unlawfully based it on his life, and now he's suing for copyright and portrait rights and defamation.
I thought, though, they always put that weird disclaimer up there before shows that say, like, any similarity to real people is just a coincidence and blah, blah, blah. Usually they do that.
It's funny because the things that we pitch on the show that our company shoots down, we're like, can't we just do a waiver or some kind of disclaimer, and they're like, no. But I'm like, Netflix obviously can do it.
And then they get sued. Our company doesn't even want to get sued because they can't handle that, even just them getting sued.
It would bankrupt them.
Let's get into it. It's a brand new hour of the show. It starts right now. The very first thing we do is get you into Hurricane Harbor, Los Angeles. If you are caller 20 at 800-520-1067, let's go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.